This is the premier Pokemon podcast for all news, information, and updates. This is Bulbacast Season 2.
This is Season 2, Episode 17, and with me this evening is Pokemon Palace Network owner and Bulbagarden regular, PPN Steve.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
Going all right, and we also have Dratini927, who owns the Brinstar Depths webpage and chat room, and is also an admin.
Hey, guys.
And also with me is TSS Killer, who is a Pocket Monsters admin and is also a Bulbagarden regular.
Hello there.
I've got Misty, who is the admin for the Bulbagarden chat.
Hi.
And we are here to bring you yet another wonderful Bulbacast. This evening, we are going to be talking about Diamond and Pearl, and also we're going to have a brief thing from TSS about the Diamond and Pearl. What was that that he went to?
It was the release party on April
2nd. Woohoo! We are going to be very happy to hear that, and we might also have a couple call-ins this evening. So, let's get down to business.
So, we all have Diamond and Pearl now.
Yeah.
It was last Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You don't even want to know what I had to trade in to get that.
Oh.
Windbreaker, bunch of stuff.
I'm hearing that some people can't even get it. Sold out.
Yeah, I could imagine. 500,000 pre-releases.
That was insane.
I heard it sold 1 million copies.
It sold over 1 million copies. You're right. Yeah.
So it was way over 9,000.
Is this the most successful Pokemon game that was released?
Yes. Sold 1 million copies in 5 days, so the first week of sales basically sold more than any other Pokemon game ever.
Jeez.
Dios mio. It sold more than Blue and Red?
In the first 5 days, yes.
Oh, understandable. Blue and Red was kind of a sleeper hit.
Yeah.
You know,
it took a while to sell more.
What about Gold and Silver, though?
Oh. The release week, let's say. No. Mm. It's over 1 million. It sold more than any other Pokemon title. I can't say it sold any more than any other game title or release, but...
Well, not Halo 2, but yeah.
Yeah. Halo 2 did insane numbers, like in 3 or 4 million, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game is insane.
And people are obsessed still with it.
I know.
I know.
It's awesome game.
So, pretty much what the deal here is that in the first 5 days, Pokemon has sold more than any other Pokemon game beforehand. While it hasn't sold as much as other games for other video game systems, this is really good for the Pokemon franchise and may actually be a show of the game regaining popularity. And it might be a little bit of a second coming, while probably not as good as the original popularity. This is going to be really, really interesting to see how this plays out.
Exactly. It's a really good shot in the arm for Pokemon. I mean, a lot of fans,
I think so too,
have given up on it because the releases are too far and few. It's just, you know, they get tired of it. They move on to other franchises.
Well, there's other franchises that have releases that are even more few and far between.
True.
How much length was there between Final Fantasy X, X-2, and then 12? I'm not even going to count 11 since that was just an online game.
A lot of time. I don't remember the exact, because I don't follow Final Fantasy. But Pokemon is perceived as a kid game, whereas Final Fantasy is general audience.
True. And a lot of the Pokemon fans have been growing up over the years. Some stick with it, and others leave.
Well, online is what's making the comeback for Pokemon.
I think it's attracting new audiences as well, which is good.
Here's one thing I'd like to add, though. It sold 1 million copies despite the lack of advertising.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, apparently all the fan sites, people have actually paid attention to that, and that's actually worked.
Yeah, sales were great this time around without the dramatic advertising of previous Pokemon releases. Even Ranger got more advertising than Diamond and Pearl.
Which is quite sad.
I know.
Where we want to go from here. I guess we've played the game, so why don't we talk about that a little bit?
I am very impressed with the gameplay myself. When I started Pokemon, I started with Blue. Then I moved on to Silver, and I could not stand Silver because it really, starting out the game, it had the same feel as Blue, and I'm like, I've already played this game once before. Come on, guys. And then after that, I picked up Fire Red when it was released, and I was like, wow, a remake and really with really wonderful graphics. This is great. But DP is coming out. I'm like, I've got to give this a try, and I'm very glad I did. It does not feel like a rehash of the previous games like the previous games felt.
Right, but it still has that same familiarity that we like.
Oh, yes, it does.
The battle sequences are fairly much the same, so you don't have a high learning curve as far as just physical gameplay.
Right.
You do have to learn some of the moves and stuff, which is great, because that's expanding your Pokemon knowledge and your mastery of the Pokemon.
You know, we got to catch them all, and why not have some new ones to catch? Plus, you know, there's a few old favorites.
Exactly. I love the 3D graphics of the map.
It was a little tricky at first, but then you get used to it after a while.
Yeah, because I kind of was tripping while I was running into the signs or into the trees, and just because it's 3D and you can actually walk under them.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's fine. I got used to that.
Well, I've played games like that before, so, you know, it's like, hey, you know, this is like an old blanket. You're just putting it on again, except it's been repaired and
it's taken
really,
to the next
really
level.
Nice.
I haven't done any Wi-Fi stuff yet because I don't have wireless here, but I really think that's going to keep the playability of this game going for the next, 2 years maybe?
Oh, it will.
So, I mean, just people praising and just... Hey, let's battle.
You know,
it's still an hour.
Yeah, once you've beaten the game, gotten the E4, gotten your national decks, and done all that extra stuff, you can still say, hey, guys, want to battle? And just kick some butt on Wi-Fi.
There's a lot of after the main game stuff to do, too. There's contests, there's the underground, and your secret base. There's just a lot
of national decks.
Decks building, my bad.
Yeah.
I want to add something. A lot of Japanese people who imported the game are trading their pokes like crazy.
Yes,
I'm hoping that's not saying that they are already tired of the game.
I can tell you why they're doing that. Okay?
Yep.
The glitch?
No. The Japanese Pokemon players want the English-named Pokemon because they cannot get them or name them an English name in their games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they're trading good Pokemon for low-level throwaways, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
far-fetched. Fascinating.
It's just insane. You can get a fairly hard-to-get Pokemon from a Japanese fan that'll fill in your team that or your decks or something.
Yep.
And you don't have to really give up a lot to get it. And that's just great.
Yep.
And that's only going to increase when the game shows up in Europe. There's going to be all kinds of trading. Getting Pokemon and getting your decks filled is going to be actually an easier task with the Wi-Fi and tradability.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One question.
Sure.
What happens if you try to import a Japanese Pokemon in an English game?
Nothing.
Will it return its Japanese name? Or, saying if you trade it.
It comes up with a Japanese name.
Oh, I see. Yep. So it does nothing to it.
Yeah, I've already Wi-Fi'd people with Japanese versions, and all the Pokemon they're playing with are in Japanese.
Yep.
Right.
And you can get
you nickname them, though?
No, you can't nickname Pokemon that were traded to you, ever.
Yeah, you never
traded anything. Oh, I forgot.
You can only nickname Pokemon that you catch and own as your trainer ID or whatever. This Pokemon Diamond and Pearl is probably the hottest release that Nintendo had this year.
But we can only hope higher expectations for PBR when it comes out.
I have a feeling PBR is going to tank.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, it's just going to be another Stadium remake or something, you know? It's not going to be there. People want so much more from the console game, and we've not got it yet. We probably won't now. And it's already released in Japan, so we already have an idea how it plays. Hey, James, do you have anything more to add to the Diamond and Pearl gameplay?
Since I've already beaten the game and I haven't really experimented with the other stuff like the Underground. I've mostly been working with the story. But compared to, like, the older games, to put it simply, I think this is pretty much the epitome of the current formula. I cannot imagine how they could possibly outdo themselves just sticking with this current formula. I think the fifth generation will have to really come up with something new to top this.
Yeah. I feel this is most original since the original. Just my thoughts.
Yeah.
There's just a lot more to do. Plus, it takes so long to play the game.
From the start of the game, it's completely run different, in my opinion. You don't have to, you know, it's not the same old, go to Professor So-and-so's house and get your Pokemon. You actually, it starts out differently this time.
Well, didn't Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald series have that same kind of starting? You go off and find somebody in trouble, pick up a Pokemon, save the day.
That's true.
Did it?
So that's, that was the last generation that did that.
I wasn't totally interested in the last generation.
It's not totally new. The way they implemented it was much, much better, I think, because it was cool.
Yes. And you get to have Dawn! Dawn's in the game!
So you have both Dawn and a rival.
Now, before we get any further, let's discuss about the DP event that happened last Sunday. That was the 22nd of April. From my impression, since I was down there were a lot of people. Now, let me tell you how many people were down there. There were probably about 2,000 or 3,000 people.
And I'm going to say there was probably closer to 5,000 to 6,000 people.
I would say that.
Based on those numbers.
I wouldn't say that, because if there were 5,000 or 6,000 people, the line on 48th Street would have been a lot longer.
Well, now a lot of them didn't wait in line either.
Yeah, but
a lot of them were around the stage area.
Not really, nope, because the security was blocking them off, so that was impossible until 1 o'clock. Now, at 1 o'clock, I went to look at the size of the line because I didn't have to wait online, but I waited online for like 10 minutes. But I can tell you that the line was long. The line went from 48th Street and the front of the Nintendo store, because they had guards there. It went down the block to 6th Avenue, and then it went up on 6th Avenue to about 49th Street. So that's a lot of people.
That's about, 2,000, 3,000 people?
Yeah. That's my guesstimation. Of course, maybe other people came later, but this is judged on what I saw.
Right. Nintendo was quoting somewhere between 6,000 and 9,000 overall.
So
not over 9,000?
It did not quite get over 9,000.
They might report 6,000 to 9,000. How many people were actually interested? I mean, some people might have been walking by or just, in there and just look. But in my estimation, about maybe 3,000 people actually care what was going on. Now, in that event also, to note, I also saw I didn't take a picture. Actually, I did take a picture of this, but before the event happened, it was around 11 o'clock in the morning, I saw that they are going to release new toys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the pictures that I took, because they had the giant screen in the back, they had a new Sinnoh Pokedex, I'm sorry, I'm getting my words crossed, but another important thing that I'd like to say is that in the Nintendo store, I have a picture of this as well, they were selling a crystal or a diamond or something encrusted DS with both of the games for $600. So I imagine that it might have been a limited edition.
So it would be a shiny DS?
Wow. It has some sort of gems on it. I know that for sure.
Cool.
Now, before the event started, I went into Nintendo World, and I saw that there were there was a huge, excruciating long lines just to get DP.
Not bad.
And I took a picture of one of the round tables inside of Nintendo World, and you know there was a lot of people battling, and they had Movie 9 dub going on the flat screen TVs on the top of the entrance, but I highly doubt that more than maybe 10 people were paying attention.
There was a game thing, not an anime thing.
Yeah, they just wanted to reel them in. Nothing really that big. They had Manaphy plushes over there. They also had the starter deck for... I think it's a starter deck, but a booster pack of some sort for DP. I also took a picture of that with the...
nice.
Hikazar.
That's not even released yet, is it?
They were selling it. It was in the cases. It was free.
I thought it was next month.
Nope.
Wow.
Because I took a picture of them in the cases, but they were also out. That they were also out on a shelf.
Wow.
So you can actually buy those.
Yeah, because that's the new generation of the trading card. Rule changes, play changes, a lot of stuff going on with that.
Yep.
We'll have to have a cast dedicated specifically to that with a couple of trading card experts invited.
Yep. Yep.
Our cake would love that.
Yes, he would. Look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he'll be back next week to help us along with that.
Mm.
Yes, he said he'll be there. He'll be here without fail next week.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the highlight of the event obviously would have to be, and I actually took a picture of the Meet the Creators. We had Junichi Masuda and Shigeru Omori. They are the director and the lead programmer, or the production leaders of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, of course. Junichi Masuda, of course, is very famous for his music in the games as well. Interestingly enough, if anybody has seen the live cast, they had the interview there. But before that even happened, I actually saw them doing a mock interview at about maybe noon, or no, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning. Maybe they wanted to go practice and go through the motions. But I ended up getting my Pochama, aka Piplup, fan signed, and I also have it there.
Oh, cool.
Their picture's on PPN as well.
Yes, it is, indeed. I should post it there first.
Piplup's so cute.
Indeed. And another thing that I got, and I think I also scanned this as well, if I even can find it here, but it was a bag of seeds. Because ironically, same day that Diamond and Pearl came out, it happened to be Earth Day.
Plant a tree.
Yeah.
Pokemon tree.
Oh.
Does it grow Pikachu?
Oh, anything.
It was Earth Day. In fact, during the stage presentation at some point towards the end of the day, some Earth Day Foundation in New York was presented a check for like $10,000 from Nintendo.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty good thing of Nintendo to do, and to both cap off the Diamond and Pearl stage presentation and the overall celebration of Earth Day, I guess, in New York City.
Yeah, it gives Nintendo a good image.
Well, yeah, corporations donate to that stuff, so.
Nintendo really seemed to be trying this time around, with the start of the Wii advertising campaign, seems to be trying to make themselves look like just fun, good, happy guys. And so far, they're really doing well to maintain that image. They bring out a video game system that's just supposed to be fun, and they're doing, you know, things like this. I like it.
Nintendo's always been a fun company. They market fun games, family games, mass appeal, general audience stuff, kids.
Yeah, stuff you that know. Jack Thompson won't sit there and complain about.
Stuff that you'll never see on Xbox or PS.
No.
All right.
Zelda has always been a really cool franchise. You're not going to see that anywhere else.
No. although Zelda has gotten much darker in the last few years, it's still a fun game to play.
Yeah. It wasn't that dark with Wind Waker, though.
No, it wasn't, but...
Now it's dark.
Yeah, well, they have
to say that the Mario franchise...
Mario, look at Mario.
But, you know, with the consoles, Mario Sunshine? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
All right. This is a Pokemon podcast. We're going to drop Mario now because he's got more advertising than he needs.
Let's talk about Sonic, then.
I do not want to get a paper.
Decal!
Sonic's coming to the Wii, so look for it.
It's already on there with
new tools. Sonic.
And yeah. Heroes.
New Sonic.
Yay, Sonic's coming.
New Sonic. Get used to it. It'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the whole event was just way cool.
Yes.
They streamed the whole stage presentation live.
And, of course, in my opinion, this was about, maybe 15 times better than the 10th anniversary. Is the 10th anniversary, not really any adventures to me, which is to me anyway.
And this was just a game release.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really weird.
But the nice thing that I found out was that it also brought the attention of TV Tokyo because
yes, they were there, huh?
Ooh. Yeah, because they're probably going to showcase it on Pokemon Sunday, and they actually advertised Pokemon Sunday, which is probably the first time they've ever referenced at an event.
They did. I saw that when I was watching the live stream.
Oh my God!
They actually did reference Pokemon Sunday, saying it's the Pokemon variety show in Japan.
And that's the first time they've done that.
Are we going to get something like that here? God, I sure hope so.
Whoa. Are they going to subtitle a few episodes as a compilation?
No, I think we'll get our own show if we get one. But maybe...
That'd be cool.
Maybe now, guys. This is a beginning of cool things to come. With the Diamond and Pearl release and the new... found hype of Pokemon, we might get a nice tour, okay, because they did put on a pretty good stage production here just for the game release.
Yeah.
A lot of effort.
Yeah.
People from Japan, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, it wasn't exactly a no-frills, low-cost thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that is a hint of what's to come. Maybe we'll get the tour that we've been talking about in a previous Bulbacast. Get some new anime type show, maybe. I don't know. We'll get. It'll just make the whole Pokemon. What's the word I'm looking for?
Rejuvenized.
Well, yeah, it'll just rejuvenize
the experience
and bring it back.
Yeah, we'll get the whole experience.
We can only hope
when it was just Pokemon madness everywhere.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
And how much do you want to bet, guys?
Yeah. We can only hope that if Pokemon Sunday is adopted and comes over here, we hope that they want to put that into syndication. Because syndication is a big market. Because if you just put it on Cartoon Network, you're only going to attract a certain amount. If you put it on syndication, they'll air it on their time. So that means that you get more promotion.
So how much you want to bet, guys? It seems like the whole advertising has been low, and they've really relied on all the fan sites. How much you want to bet they're going to have grassroots stuff for if they do a tour and possibly bring the sites, the local sites and whatnot into it?
That would be nice.
I'm not counting my eggs until they hatch there, but that would be kind of cool.
I mean, I would love to have
an event
in our neighborhood and in our town and actually be able to sponsor it, per se.
This site should be very willing to help. I'm sure, you know, admin for the sites, you know, if you came to our town, whatever admin, whether it be chat or forums, would be there to help out.
Oh, yeah.
And have tons of fun.
We have a lot of people who watch our websites and visit our chat, our forums.
That's probably the reason why they don't, you know, advertise as much on TV anymore. It could be a reason because there's so many people that are on the internet now. They think that the internet's just going to advertise for itself. They don't have to pay the money to put it on TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think about Pokemon.com. Everyone was watching that page when the Manaphy code was about to come out.
Yeah. It's all about internet spread now.
Yep.
Internet is the new marketing channel. So.
Yeah. Because so many little 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds are on the internet now. Yeah.
Every house has connection nowadays.
Mm-hmm. It's almost as... Yeah.
Remember, internet connections have gotten considerably cheaper over the past 5 years, even the past 10 years.
That helps a lot.
Yes.
Not to mention a lot of schools are requiring computer-submitted assignments or whatever. You have to have a computer in the house. You have to be able to, you know, use the dang thing at least.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all about computers now.
Yeah, most people who have computers typically have an internet connection to go with them.
Yeah.
And in some houses, there's more than one computer.
Pokemon promotes learning, promotes memorizing.
It does.
Promotes, you know, learning, do all sorts of wonderful things.
See, I'm a parent, and
plus,
when I look at the Pokemon game, first thing I know is, okay, it is text-based. All the interaction in the game is text. You have to know how to read to play the game effectively.
Yep.
Okay. Now, little Johnny, who's six and has his spanking new diamond Pokemon game, but sucks at reading, guess what he's going
to
do?
He's going to learn how to read.
Because he wants to play his game. See, but he doesn't realize that he's learned how to read.
Yeah.
He's just going to learn how to
read. You brought an interesting point up there, PPN. This also allows parents and children to interact with each other.
Now. Yes, it does. You're right.
You can. And so did the Wii.
Well, no, the whole Pokemon concept allows for that interaction. Look, trading card games, you can battle as a parent-child, either together as a team or separately, whatever.
The interesting thing is they had the same thing down in the events, if you watch the stream.
Yes, they did.
They wanted one adult and one child. And
when they did that online imitation thing, right, when they all got up on stage and one had to imitate the Pokemon move that was on the little card.
Parent
adult. It works really well in the Pokemon franchise. It promotes the family ties, family unit, whatever you want to call it.
And to think that now TV has been blamed about causing that interaction to, you know, get less and less stuck together. Now you have something that can promote that.
Yep, help bring it back. Help bring that family closeness back. Hey, you know, a family that Pokemon's together stays together.
Yep.
Great point.
Nintendo is really doing well with that.
Yes.
Very well.
Most of their games do that. They tie together well for that. Especially like the Wii games.
But, you know, it's the fact that you're playing with your family.
Exactly. And that's a great,
and that's
great thing.
Great thing.
Yep. You won't see that with most of the Xbox or PS consoles because they're typically single player or multiplayer online. Anything else on the event, guys?
Well, another interesting thing was that they had a trading card game area, of course. I've taken a picture
I saw
of that.
They
had these nice, also took another picture of the DS stations.
GSS? That was kind of interesting. I'm glad you told us about that. I'm really glad you went. And hopefully that's going to be really good things in the future for the Pokemon franchise. We shall see. But now we have to see about the question of the week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the question of the week. Question number one, this was a three-parter. Question number one was, which version of DP, in other words, Diamond Pearl, are you getting or have already gotten? Diamond, Pearl, or both? And why? Okay, and moving on to question number two, there have been a couple of issues some people have had with Hikari's new name, so your opinion. Dawn, the opposite of Dusk, or Dish Soap? What's your take? And question number three was, if you have 10 Pikachu and Team Rocket steals 6, how many do you have left? Yes, I know. It was a smart question. No, I'm not reading the answer to that one. Yes, I've already made a thread for those answers. And let's get on with the answers to questions. Well, first off, Kingston says,
Diamond and Pearl because he's greedy and has tons of money. J/K. Okay. And number two, Kingston also said he loves her name. Tell those haters to quit hating. He thinks it's the best name they could have ever thought of. Props, peeps! Okay. And we have Januichi saying, likes Dunn's name. Really does. Thinks it's a fitting name, and when we saw the name for the first time, had no problem with it. I wish more people had no problem with that name, but whatever. Captain Post chose Diamond because Dialga is the legendary in it, and he wants Dialga because it has great defense against most things. Woohoo! Alright. Alright, Hitokage says that she got Diamond because she really wanted Prandidos that evolved into a Rampardos rather than a Sheldon that evolved into a Bastiodon. And he's more of a charge into action type of gal rather than the type of puts up front anyway, she supposes. Well, you know, that works. Also, her boyfriend and her brother both want Pearl version for Palkia, so she figured, why not? And also, she has to say, Kari is such a pretty sounding name. Dawn, she said, but Dawn reminds her of Dawn, D-O-N, the male version. Therefore, she can't help but picture some guy balding with a mustache or something equally manly. It's not that she hates it, hey, it just weirds her out. well, understandable. Alright, Martian will be eventually getting both versions, but she will start Pearl as all of her friends are getting Diamond. The guess is they think Pearl is too girly, and well, she's a girl. Alright, and also, she likes Dawn's name. It's a nice name, it reminds her of the fact that DP has the morning, afternoon, and evening modes return. Yay! Alright, and Swampert Driftblim Chatot, what a name, says both. Why? Because he hates version exclusives and the idea of having to trade with friends when you could just trade between your own games for a crud Pokemon like Starly. And the second, actually the second one from Swampert, is Dawn is his least favorite name for a girl, or just anything in general. Not because of the dish soap, or the opposite of Knight, simply because it's bland. Would have liked to have seen something maybe like Melanie, Miranda, or even Becca. Alright. Tori says that we'll be getting Pearl because his sister has dibs on Diamond first. Also, likes Palkia better. And the name Dawn is pretty. That's the only opinion on the subject. Okay. Pikachu Trainer says we'll be getting Pearl because Palkia is better than Dialga any day. And Dawn? Worst name ever, period. First, they mess up Haruka, and now Hikari. There's nothing wrong with the name itself, it's the fact that it just doesn't suit her. I'll accept that. Infinite Sceptile says that they'll be getting both versions, because if one can afford to have both, it is a must. Works with me. And also thinks that Dawn is a very pretty name for a very pretty character. And it's sort of a translation, so hell, he's okay with it. Alright, and last but not least, we have Blunosaurus saying he has already bought Diamond, because it just felt right. Blunosaurus also personally thinks that Dawn's a great name. Of course, he figured everyone would be too busy staring at her skirt and taking in her inner beauty to worry about her dub name. But, well, he's been wrong before. Alright, everyone, I do appreciate that. That has been the question of the week for this week. And let's see here if I can pull a question for the next week out of my bag. So, question number one is going to be, the game question. And the game question would be, okay, there's a thing called an Eevee. You know about it. We know about it. There's a whole lot of things you can evolve into. What would you evolve your Eevee into? Or would you just keep it? Kind of interesting to see what you all think, or say, or whatnot. And now, question number two is going to pertain more towards the anime. And that question is going to be asking everyone, what do you prefer? Which of the story arcs, seasons, whatnot? You know, there's like Kanto, there's Arns, there's Johto, there's Master Quest, Beds Generation, DP. What's your favorite? All right. And I really can't wait to see the answers that y'all bring me for next week. I love you guys, love all of your answers, and man, you guys really have great, great insight into these things. So yeah, can't wait to see what you guys say to these next ones. Okie dokie, I'll talk to y'all later, and can't wait till next week. Bye-bye.
Each week.
Yeah, we love the question of the week. We want to hear all your questions. Bring them on. Bring them on.
Yeah, I'm both, really impressed. I love you guys.
Great.
And now we're going to get our call-in for this week, which is going to be Bluntosaur. So let's hear it for Bluntosaur.
Hey, hello.
Hello, Bluntosaur.
Hey, Blunt.
Hey, Blunt, what's
Welcome
up?
Welcome to the Bulbacast.
What might your question be this week?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious what I really want to ask. We've all been playing Diamond and Pearl for about a week now since its release. How's everybody liking it so far?
We already discussed that. We love it.
Yep, we did. We think it's a really big boost to the Pokemon overall franchise.
Yep.
And hopefully yeah, Wi-Fi is great. Hopefully it's going to really pique the interest in Pokemon so that we get a really good RPG combo game.
It just fixes so much.
Did you know that Pokemon has sold more in its first 5 days than any other Pokemon game before it?
Yeah, I saw that in a news post on Pokemon Palace.
Yeah. That is amazing. And TSS also mentioned the release thing he went to, and
that was also very successful.
So Diamond and Pearl's hot. Everybody loves it that's played it so far. Even ex-Pokemon fans who have, I'm going to quote, denounced it, quote,
myself
and picked it up again and played it, like it.
Yep.
Well, what did you think of it, Black?
I'm loving it. I will be perfectly honest with you. I have not had this much fun with a Pokemon game since back during Red, Blue, Gold, and Silver, back when it ruled the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
It's poised to take over the Earth again this time.
Yeah, especially when you have Wi-Fi. Really, it's what everybody's wanted forever.
Which brings me to the next question.
Yep.
As you all know, one of the most prevalent features of the Wi-Fi hookup is the voice chat. What do you think Nintendo's secret is behind getting such good quality voice chat on a portable system?
Well, remember, it's using the internet. And remember, if you're using Wi-Fi connection, you probably have broadband. So I would say that it has to have its own voice protocol.
It's not. It's a standard VoIP.
Probably
codec.
H.263.
Whatever the common VoIP codec is. I think it's H.263, but I'm not sure.
But it has to be at a high bit rate. It has to be at a high bit rate, though, because obviously if it sounds that good.
I will mention this, though, guys. For any Pokemon fans out there, I have been told that if you have the Wi-Fi USB adapter, you can play with a dial-up connection, too. It's slower, but it works. So if you have dial-up, don't be afraid. Give it a try. You can still do it.
Which brings me to another thing I love about Diamond and Pearl. For the first time since the Gold and Silver, I have no idea what's going to happen next. I mean, I have no idea who the other six gym leaders are, what's going to be in the other towns, and I'm excited to find out all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to be wanting more. Leaders.
I love shining the badges and making them play music.
That's cool, too. The little tunes. Each one has
a little xylophone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just some little Easter eggs they throw in there to make it a little more fun.
Not to mention they removed all the stuff that used to suck about the older games.
Got anything else
for us? One last question.
Sure.
How come so few people are into contests?
They think it's female, I think, and a lot of the Pokemon players are male.
Yeah, but when I ask around the channel, most people just say it's because they suck at them. Back in Emerald, I won all four ranks and all five divisions.
I tried contests back in Emerald, in fact, and didn't do very well. Maybe it's the whole concept doesn't fit right for most male players, and they just can't get the idea how to make it work right.
I did well.
Or maybe it's just, you know, something you're lucky at. It's a luck thing.
Quick question. How many of you guys have spent time making Poffins?
I have.
I've never tried it.
I've just about gotten the hang of it.
I love Poffin making.
For all you people listening, if you pop into the channel, I will be more than happy to give lessons on how to win contests.
Great. Maybe I'll take one of them lessons myself. Okay, Blenosaur, great call.
Yeah.
Got anything else before you leave?
No, I would finish with my Wobbuffet impression, but it's 2 in the morning.
See ya.
Good night, Blenosaur. Yeah, thanks
for your call. Blenosaur.
See ya.
Night, night.
Blenosaur, great call. Yep. Thanks.
As usual.
Thank you, Blenosaur, for such a great call. So what else do we have on the agenda for this evening, guys?
That is just about it.
That's going to wrap up.
I do believe so. Yeah, that was a great cast we had this evening, and just wondering, does anyone have any final thoughts?
I hope that when Arcade comes back, we can get a more in-depth discussion, maybe a little bit about the trading cards, because I know a lot of people have been saying they want more trading card activity, and once he gets back from his activity issues, we can hope for the best for him, and we can hope for the best for the trading card game people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also,
he's a trading card man.
Yep, he is indeed a trading card man. We hope that you listen to us next time, because without you, we wouldn't be here right now. And remember to please visit our websites and tell your friends about us, because word-of-mouth advertising is the best advertising.
The cast was a great cast tonight. Diamond and Pearl is the hot game right now. It's on its way to probably being Nintendo's 2007 bestseller, and we can only hope for better things in the Pokemon franchise. With that, good night, everyone, and we'll see you on the next cast.
All right. The websites you'll want to visit would be www.pocketmonsters.net, www.bulbagarden.net, www.pokemonpalace.net. The chats that you'll be wanting to go to can either be accessed from chat.bulbagarden.net if you don't have a IRC client. If you do have an IRC client, you want to go to irc.systemnet.info. You will want to visit Pound Bulbagarden, Pound Pocket Monsters, and also, an hour before the cast starts, you will want to visit Pound Bulbacast. We usually start these things around 10 or 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be looking very forward to seeing you in our chats.
Yep.
And now, good night, everybody. I'm glad that you all tuned in to us this evening. I can't wait to hear from you guys about the answers to next week's question of the week. Can't wait to hear you guys and read your responses and whatnot. Hopefully have some really good call-ins next week, too.
Yep, it's been a good night for us.
Indeed.
Yes.
Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
See you guys later.
Later.
Adios.